Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were talking about the conversation that Jesus had with the Jews in John 8, 41 through 45. Let's start right there today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Jesus has conversation with Jews in John chapter 8, verses 41 through 45 about this very thing. Listen to this conversation that he's having there with them. He says, "Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they unto him, "We are not born of fornication." See, they're trying to imply that Jesus born out of wedlock because Mary committed fornication of some kind. And so that's what they're trying to imply. "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." Now, they went from physical and talking about Jesus and to make spiritual talking about themselves. "We have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If you were of your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and come from God." Remember John 1:18? "No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." Well, so he comes from God. He says, "Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil." Now, they just said God was their father. He tells them who their father really is. He says, "You're of your father, the devil. And the lust, that is the desires of your father, ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning." Today, he still tries to murder testimonies. If you can't murder your life, you'll try to murder your testimony within the church, within the community, within the home. "He is a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, speaketh of his own." That's why I said, go away from God, you'll all of a sudden become an accuser and a liar. So it says, "For he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not." You're just like the devil. On the one hand, you do believe, then you have both the Son and the Father. If you don't, then you don't have the Father or the Son. And telling them they didn't have the Father was a great offense to the Jews. And it was what Jesus was talking about in John chapter 8. He called them Satan's children. And, you know, that was strong language because they just said, "We're of our Father." But he told them that because they don't believe the doctrine of Christ. And so, that still applies for those who don't believe in Christ today. They're going to hell unless they receive him as their Lord and God. You see, that's why I say the doctrine of Christ is important in salvation. 2 John said, they believe not the doctrine of Christ, they're none of his. Not because I say so, God says so. Jesus also shows the haves and the have-nots in John 14, verses 23 and 24. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me and keepeth not my sayings." Okay, now, again, "He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Now, in his body, he's not indwelling you. But in his spirit, he is. And this is where we have the idea of asking Christ into your heart. Well, you're asking, come in. That is the very spirit of God. God himself, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, come to dwell within you the very moment you're saved. But he says that this word is of the Father. This was God's will. You know what? I find it interesting. He said, plainly, you obey not, then you don't have. If you obey not, then you don't have. Regardless of what the world may say, regardless of what others think, you have not. And that takes us then to those who are the haves in verses 24 and 25. Now let's listen there. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised unto us, even eternal life. Even eternal life. Since there's only one gospel, what makes the difference for one who hears and one who does not hear? Well, they allow the doctrine of Christ, particularly as it pertains to their need of salvation, to abide in them. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. Now, that should be my goal as a pastor, to preach God's word, to spread his word to souls. And if they receive it, it is his truth. Even the Apostle Paul says, you know, ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us. But you didn't receive it as the word of men, like this is our word, but as it is in truth, the word of God. That's why preachers should preach the word of God instead of philosophies or things that twist the word of God to fit their lifestyle. And that's why we should be a witness. Now, my friend, we ought to seek to evangelize the world. I can't evangelize everyone because I'm only one person. That's why all of us that are saved have this call upon us. We have an anointing. We have an unction. Evangelism involves every member of the local church, every saved person, the responsibility of every Christian. It must never be thought of as an independent task or specialized talent which God has given only to a select few, the minister, the missionary, the evangelist. When evangelism returns to its rightful place at the center of the church, and comes under the sanction of the pastor and the support of the laity, it will be thought of as the work of all and the neglect of none. You see, it is a fellowship, that is a partner relationship between the people of God, whether it's pastor and people or what have you. It's a fellowship with one another and with God. As we reach out together for lost mankind, that was the belief of the early church at Jerusalem. Look at Acts chapter 8. They were scattered everywhere and went everywhere preaching the word. That was lay people. Evangelism was not part of their life. It was their life. Their spirits were steeped in it. Their minds were soaked in it. It was in the atmosphere they breathed. It ran like a fire through their veins. Here, then, is New Testament evangelism. Every Christian, an empowered witness. Every member, a disciple winner. Every layman, an evangelist. Every member of the church, joining together in a united spiritual effort to win the lost outside of Christ. Evangelism is a ministry which is to be carried on in the church, by the church, through the church, and for the local church. Every Christian must make themselves available for such a ministry. And that's what it ought to be in your local church. So, allow him to abide. Allow him to abide. Allow him to abide. Abide is to allow it to take up residence and remain, making it, that is the truth, at home in you. It is from the beginning, when you first believe, and then it continues in fellowship with God. Growing in Christ. Some of them like to use the terminology progressive sanctification, regardless of what you call it. Grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Grow in doctrine and understanding and edification of brothers and sisters in Christ and of witnessing to the law. This goes back to verses 13 and 14, where this thought was established from the beginning. From the beginning. One will notice then between there and here what's involved in this second chapter of 1 John. The one that walks with God loves not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If the lust of the flesh, the eyes, the pride of life, they prevail, the love of the Father is not in you. You're a have not. See, there's a choice between the crowd that is righteous, or should I say religious, but sensual, and the itching ears side, or on the other side, the side of righteousness, the truth side, sticking to the truth while walking in the light. You see, don't witness, you don't edify, you're not walking in the light. You may believe it, you may believe in it, but you don't walk in it. It's not your light. Instead, the itching ears side that just makes me feel good about myself is all that matters. No, you need the truth. The choice is between loving God or loving the world. If the truth from the beginning is allowed to abide in you, so you're always in the Son and the Father.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.